Hi there, this is Cross the Rubicon channel, where you get the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Now, it's been a couple of weeks since I've made, a couple of weeks or so since I've made a podcast. Because, I got my YouTube channel back on the 1st of March, and I've made 3 videos since then. And I haven't been banned yet off YouTube, again, but I was banned for 3 months, as you know. Hence, that's why I went to podcasting. But the thing about podcasting, I enjoy it more, but I didn't get the numbers. The numbers is, well, it's important because I want to get out to much more people around the world. But what am I going to talk about? I want to talk about my video that I made today. You can check it out on YouTube, Cross the Rubicon, if you want to have a look. It's probably best. But you can listen to this anyway. I was talking about a journalist in New Zealand, or so-called journalist, called Patrick Gower, or Paddy Gower. Now, Paddy Gower is not really blessed in any way. He looks like he was terribly bullied in school, and he's got something against the whole world. Well, he's got something against white people anyway, even though he's white himself. And he's really woke. He's a far-left activist, and he's on a mission, or a crusade, if you like, to brand anyone who's of the right of centre in politics as, well, what he did, he was branding them as a far-right, white supremacists. But since Monday, just gone, on a programme that he is a co-host on, with about, I don't know, 4 or 5 of them, called The Project here in New Zealand. He actually did an interview with a young American lad who said he was radicalised into right-wing extremism by Stefan Molyneux. And Paddy actually called Stefan Molyneux a Nazi, because he said to this young lad, "So how did you become a Nazi?" And now that is upping the stakes. So that's where Paddy is now. He's moved it up a notch. Now, people who are on the right and who speak what they believe is the truth, and if they're probably, I would have to include, if they are Trump supporters, if they believe in Brexit, if they believe in the nation state, nationalism, patriotism, if they don't believe in mass migration from Islamic countries, and they don't believe in open borders, and if they if they think Islam, mass Islamic migration into Western nations is a bad thing, he will call you a Nazi. Now, that's what Patrick Gower is doing. It's, you know, he's supposed to be a journalist, but he's government funded. Patrick Gower is a smear merchant, an absolute smear merchant. He's a horrible, horrible little man who smears people for a living and ruins people and has fun doing it. Now, the project in New Zealand is, I don't know, it's about 4 or 5 of them on this panel, and they're all left-wing activists. And supposed to be comedians, supposed to be. I never find them funny myself. And it's supposed to be a current affairs programme. But all they seem to do is drive the left-wing narrative all the time. And poke fun at anybody who's on the right. And try to besmirch and destroy their characters. Sometimes even ruin people. Now, would have been a year and a half, maybe a couple of years ago, Patrick Gower interviewed Stefan Molyneux and Lauren Southern, who came to Auckland to do a stand-up talk show, and it was sold out. And it was at the power station in Auckland. And Anyway, there was protest by the Antifa and the socialists and these loony communists up in Auckland. The media branded Stefan and Lauren Southern as far-right white supremacists, as they do, including, or especially, Patrick Gower. And even the Prime Minister herself called them white supremacists. And I think it was a few hours before they were about to go on stage, where the owner of the venue, of the power station, I think it's called the power station in Auckland, he cancelled it. And that was due to, it was found out later, a bomb threat. And yeah, so they were basically deplatformed because of a bomb threat that was found in. And so that was it. So that was the end of them. But the thing is, the reaction from the media, and even the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister said she was proud that they had been deplatformed by a bomb threat. See, this is the left. Because the bomb threat came from the left, that's not an act of terror. Can you imagine if a bomb threat came from the right? It'd be all over the world news, wouldn't it? But this is it. This is the world we live in. And Jacinda Ardern, she's an absolute disaster for this country. The Labour Party of New Zealand are a disgrace. Since the mosque attack nearly a year ago, we've lost our freedoms of speech. There's a YouTuber in New Zealand called Vinnie Eastwood. I know today because I've just watched it on YouTube. He got his sixth visit from the police today. Sixth visit. And I've had two visits. I'm not sure his visits were from fully armed police, because they didn't look that way. They looked more casual. Mine were fully armed to the teeth. Not sure why, but anyway. And I expect to get a visit maybe tomorrow or the next day from the police again, fully armed. Because this is what New Zealand is. No idea why they come, but because it's getting close to the anniversary of, well, the 15th of March, what happened in the mosque. They are paying visits to people on a so-called list. And I probably, well, I would be guaranteed to be on that list, probably somewhere near the top. Because I'm a YouTuber and I say things that I say. Well, anyway, you know, you make a judgment if I'm a far-right white supremacist. You know, yes, I support Trump. Yes, I support Brexit. Yes, I support the nation state. I support the European nations as they were, not as an EU super state. And, you know, I'm a conservative thinker. I'm not a socialist. I don't particularly want Islam in any form, I'll be honest with you, in any form in the West, because you can't tell who's who. And it's a problem. We know that Islam, not just radical Islam, but Islam per se, is a problem in the West, because, as I just said, you cannot tell who is who. And when they come in, they make demands, and they get their demands met by piss-weak governments and academics and the media, because of past events where if nobody meets their demands, they tend to use acts of terror and suicide bombings and all sorts to get what they want. So now Western governments capitulate to them all the time. And, you know, New Zealand is new to this game. But we've only got 5 million people in this country. The UK's got 67 plus million. And the UK's smaller geographically than New Zealand. But, you know, New Zealand can fall very, very quickly. But the problem with New Zealand is that the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, has signalled to the Islamic world that New Zealand is open. Come here. come to New Zealand. You can settle here. She is signalling to the world that New Zealand is here for the taking. And the Islamic world is looking and thinking, why, aye, is an easy pick. Even the government are on our side, the media are on our side, especially people like Patrick Gower. And they know that the New Zealand government are so weak that they are making laws to take away our ability to criticise, especially or only, Islam and make it hate speech. This is what is happening in New Zealand. Because really, we have got the most pathetic government on the planet. I think, I don't know about that. Justin Trudeau of Canada. Yeah, it'd be a bit of a toss-up between Justin Trudeau of Canada and Jacinda Ardern. But both equally are stupid as broom handles. And they want to destroy their governments. Oh, sorry, they want to destroy their own countries. For the United Nations and for globalists. Globalist billionaires. They don't mind destroying their own nations. I think they are thick as pig shit myself. The pair of them. And the acts they are committing against their own nations are acts of high treason. And we know what the punishment is for that. And I would go that far. And I would also, when it all comes out in the end, and if the right, or patriots, or the nationalist movement win, I think these people should face justice, who have made these decisions from up on high to flood their nations with mass migration from Islamic countries and caused massive upheaval and possibly even civil wars, because that is inevitable, absolutely inevitable in all Western nations. But anyway, I'm sitting here now and it's, what time is it? I'm just checking my watch. It's 20 to 11 in the evening. I'm sitting here with my dog. My dog's in a basket. I'm stroking him in my barefoot. My little Jack Russell. He's beautiful. Brinley, his name is. But anyway, he's looking at me, talking to myself. But yeah, the world is upside down. And but it's dominated by cultural Marxists, common purpose cultural Marxists, who want to destroy Western nations. They want to destroy their own white nations. And these people are white. They're actually white. And they want to brand anybody who is against it as far-right white supremacist. And now, Patrick Gower, they are Nazis. They are actually calling people Nazis now. This is driving hatred. They want to dehumanize anybody who's on the right. This is what they are doing. Patrick Gower is a propagandist. He's dishonest. He's a liar. He's a creep. He's a weasel. He deserves to pay a price for this in the end. And he will. He'll pay a price. He's going to do jail time. If I was in charge of this country, he would be doing the rest of his life in jail for the disservice he's done for this country. And so would a lot of politicians and academics and journalists. And that would be right across the board, right across the Western world. A lot of them would be tried for high treason. And that includes many politicians in the UK especially. One with the initials TB would be the very top of the list. Honestly, these people have committed high treason against their own nations. High treason, because they're in cahoots with people who want to destroy the West via mass migration from Islamic countries in Africa and the Middle East, and they're using that to dilute and change the demographics and cause wars, civil wars in their nations. They want to bring the Trojan horse into their nations because they know when it all goes tits up, they won't be in power. They'll be long gone. But, you know, it's going to catch them at some stage too. It's going to catch them, their children, their grandchildren. It's going to catch them because they're going to be carrying that surname. The world is in a right pickle, an absolute right pickle. And common sense now is far right and Nazi. You have to be woke now. You have to be woke to not face ridicule. We live in a world of fake news, and the fake news is being pumped out all the time. That's why Trump was elected. That's why Brexit happened. It's because people are not swallowing it anymore. And like I said, New Zealand's late to the party, and it's taken a bit of time for people to catch up. But hopefully, millions from, dare I say, third world Islamic countries don't pour into New Zealand, because then it'll tip the balance. You don't need 51%, you only need about 4 to 5% to tip the balance. Because already the Islamic community in New Zealand is making demands on the government. Recommendations. They are actually making recommendations to the government that anybody with right-wing views, this is the Muslim Women's Council of New Zealand, are making recommendations that anybody with right-wing views cannot have a gun license. That's the recommendations they're giving to the government. And the government will do this because they will bend over backwards to appease these Muslims. And they're making recommendations that they cannot be criticised. So basically the government is going to outlaw criticism of Islam and make it a crime and call it a hate crime. So if you criticise Islam, you will get the police knock on the door and possible arrest, possible even jail. Lose your job, lose your living, be disgraced. But this is New Zealand. This is what's happening since Jacinda Ardern got in power. She was the leader of the International Socialist League or something like that. She was the leader of that. International Socialists. My God, and now she's the Prime Minister of New Zealand. Thank you very much, Winston Peters. You absolutely treacherous, treacherous little germ. Winston Peters, you are a germ. But anyway, nearly 19 minutes I've been on here. I implore you, if you're listening to this podcast, to go over to YouTube and watch my three latest videos, especially the one today. And it basically outlines what I've just said, probably a little bit more in depth. And cross the Rubicon on YouTube, have a look. And subscribe, and please watch me and share. And leave a comment and like. I expect a police visit then, maybe tomorrow morning or the next day. Fully armed, as per usual. And it's going to piss me off, but I've just got to keep a lid on it. And I'm watching Vinnie Eastwood's video tonight. I'll take his advice of telling them I'm not answering questions. I'm not going to answer questions. And I will video it too. It will all be filmed. And if they come, then there'll be a video out tomorrow afternoon. of what's happening. Okay, this is me. This is my latest podcast. Cross the Rubicon channel, where you get the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Cheers. See you later.